Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Ah! Every morning on Alice.
97.3.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum, bum.
Okay, it's Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, San Francisco Bay Coffee, bringing us this part of the show. One small sip for a better tomorrow. Clearly, I need mine right now. That was a small sip. And a way better morning, available in whole bean, ground, and one cup coffee pods at Amazon.com. San Francisco Bay Coffee. Check it out. We're fans. You can call us or text us, 800-400-3697. And we are going to start with some Oscar fallout. People always bitch about the in memoriam segment.
Who got left?
Right, exactly. And so as usual, people have spent the last 2 days complaining about who got left out. And here are the names that are being tossed around. Now, I'm going to say, I'm sure some of these people did movies, but a lot of these people are TV actors. And so, leave some for the Emmys, I guess. James Vanderbeek, Eric Dane, who just passed, Malcolm Jamal Warner. He was Theo, I think, on The Cosby Show. Robert Carradine from Revenge of the Nerds, or Revenge of the Words, but also a TV show called Lizzie McGuire. Brigitte Bardot was not mentioned. That is actually kind of crazy. June Lockhart from Lassie and Lost in Space. Harold and Maude star Bud Cort. George Wendt from Cheers. Julian McMahon. I don't know who that is. MASH star Loretta Swit. Lonnie Anderson, who I assume did some movies. There's Samantha Egger from All My Children and the original Dr. Doolittle, which I think was a movie. So a lot of them better known for their TV work and will probably make the Emmys segment. But that's not till September. They're saying here, Robert Carradine's omission feels kind of egregious, especially since his death is so fresh. And they're saying it's possible it's because his biggest claim to fame, Revenge of the Nerds, has sexual elements that have not aged well.
That's true.
Like what? I can't remember that movie.
Yeah, but do you really... Is that a conversation that they have about whether or not to honor someone?
Right. I mean, they certainly go deep into the producers and, you know, executive. Like, okay.
Oh, they did? Work. See, I didn't see it this year, but I've never...
They always do. There's always... a few people, and then the rest of them are execs and producers and kind of behind-the-scenes people, which is... Fine. They should honor those
people. Absolutely. Like, there's people who've been in that, doing that. The amount of work it takes to put together a movie and film on set and make that whole thing happen. And then somehow there's continuity from start to finish in the looks and all the. It's actually shocking.
In a way.
That anyone pulls it
off. I like that they hold a line. Like, if this person is known for their TV work, even if they've done some movies. Keep them in the TV section. Like, go for the people who are involved in the day to day. They're big in the Hollywood movie scene, and by Hollywood I mean wherever they're doing movies.
You know
these
what
days,
bothers me about this is the same person that will say, "I can't believe they left out Loretta Swit," is also the same person that will say, "This show is hours too long."
Like, that is true.
You know, I mean,
I said both of those things.
Somebody's got to figure out how to, you know, where to make the cuts, I guess.
Right.
I'm not tripping on it.
Well, and as media becomes sort of bigger and has like, Bob will talk to us like we're idiots about some influencer that of course everyone knows about. And so that person does a cameo in a movie, but they're well known on YouTube. Like, do they now get included in this? Like, maybe they're saying we're going with people who are known for the movie business, not necessarily for TV and movies.
And when you say everyone knows, you mean the people who are on that algorithm that she lives
right.
in. Because the truth is, my little kid will go, "This person's a big star on YouTube." And really, they're just a video game player, and they're just a kid
as well.
That keeps
getting sent to you.
And that's right. happening. Like, that's the algorithm, and that's the... And it'll change.
Right.
And I've watched it change. And you had the same thing happen when you had kids. Marilyn Sings?
Miranda Sings.
Miranda Sings was huge for your kids. She's nowhere to be found now.
No, well, she got in trouble. Like she had, there was like some sexual thing that she had.
Everybody that's running their own business on YouTube with no HR department
is just some person.
Is at risk of making the same kind of mistakes because you're trying to grow an audience and you'll tell people anything.
Right? It's a wild, wild west out there.
I don't know. I don't know what to say, but I don't feel like I'm missing out. Because that algorithm is being, you know, widely viewed by that age group or whatever. Mm.
A little more of the fallout. They are saying that the celebrities trashed the theater. The Dolby Theater is where they do this thing.
Well, it's a party.
It is a party. And they also gave you snack boxes and said, you don't have to clean up. We'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Everybody had a little snack box under their seat. Actually, there were a few things that were in each seat because they had put the wristband, like glowing wristbands, and there were some like light bulby looking things people were waving in the air during Golden.
Mm.
And that was cool. You know, there it is. The whole theater's all, everybody's getting into it. And even Leo DiCaprio apparently was going crazy, like with his, they gave him a light stick too, and he was like going nuts. Didn't make the broadcast though.
Did you get a lot of stuff that he brought one of those girlfriends or the current
girlfriend?
Yeah. And all the fuss is he brought a girlfriend and she's been around a while. Mm. Is it finally? I'm going to say no.
I also don't want to make a prediction on that. I feel like, is she 27? I think she is 27.
Yeah, that's she passed why, that. I think that was a big deal.
Is she 28? Because that would be a new high for him. Seriously.
I still don't think
he broke up with Giselle when she turned 27.
He's not turning out the lifestyle he's built and farmed for years to suddenly marry and have kids.
Yeah, I don't see it.
She is 27. Mm. In June, she'll turn 28.
Oh, boy.
Summer I'd be watch sweating is on. The summer watch is on.
The next thing we'll see is the every so many years yacht full of supermodels so he can make his next selection. Anyway, people are blaming the celebrities for leaving the Dolby Theater trashed. Everyone had a little snack box and other bits of paraphernalia, little pieces of paper instructing them on how to use their things during Golden. Don't worry, there'll be a reminder before the commercials happening right before Golden, so you'll know to get your thing out. First, though, some people are saying the mess we're seeing is from on the balcony, where celebrities don't sit. And other sources are saying the audience was told just leave the trash behind. There's someone who's going to come and clean that.
I can't even believe.
I know.
What? Okay.
But somebody got pictures of trash on the ground at the Dolby Theater and went, oh my God, I got to get this up in front of my followers. Maybe I'll be remembered in the in memoriam segment.
You know, you usually party with all your best friends. So I'm going to guess that most of your house is in prime shape when you wake up in the morning. The parties I used to go to.
Disasters.
Absolute ruin. Mm. Absolute ruin.
No, it's nice partying with your best friends because then, you know, the time comes I go, okay, well, and everybody stands up and starts, you know, picking up all their stuff.
The gnarliest thing I ever saw, a friend of mine, so I grew up in Irvine, California, and at that time they were building everywhere. Mm-hmm. They were building new tract homes everywhere. And these houses were all brand new, no yards yet, just this was, and they were everywhere. Like people
were empty?
They were selling brand new homes. And that's like I told you, we used to build ramps because there was wood everywhere, all over the place.
It's free. And, just grab
and
it.
Empty fields. Like all you had to do was find a flat spot and we're building right here. This friend of mine threw a rager in his parents' brand new home. It was his too. He lived there. He was a kid.
It wasn't his.
It was his too. Mm. Threw a rager. It rained and the front yard was still dirt. So the entire home, I'm not talking about a little footprint
in the foyer.
I'm talking about the entire home, upstairs, bedrooms, bathrooms. There was not one spot that wasn't covered in mud.
Oh.
Mud. Full on
so,
mud.
At that point, you can get away with murdering your kid, right? Like, that's, you go into the judge, you show the picture, you go, we saved so long to get a house.
And he did what he could the day after and tried to clean the carpet.
I'm sure it was great.
But it
was, my God, right, the carpet's a brand new carpet.
It was tan carpet, and at that time, wall-to-wall carpet was what, that was the bragging rights, man.
We got wall-to-wall.
Wall-to-wall carpet. Ruined the whole house. Ruined. It was on the walls, too, but the floor was just... So parties, it happens.
Mm.
What's the name of the theater? Kodak Theater? You're going to be
Dolby.
Fine.
The Dolby Theater,
you're fine.
Yeah. I honestly feel like that was just someone who said, I would like to go viral.
Oh. Okay.
Sean Penn, I'm not sure if he posted the picture of himself with President Zelensky. He was in Ukraine. He was not there for his Best Supporting Actor award. It wasn't just that he didn't want to be there, even though that is what it was. He was busy, very busy. I think you mentioned that Michael B. Jordan and his friend Oscar, they hit up In-N-Out Burger after the ceremony. They say at the Oscar after party, where a lot of celebrities went, it was carb central because everyone had been starving and soaking themselves down. Like, just, we got to squeeze out every ounce of extra fluid. I'm parched. Yeah, but you look amazing. And that it was piles of In-N-Out stuff, piles of pizza, just all chips and dips and all the just kind of trash food.
You know, I don't know why we love In-N-Out here in California so much, because there's burger joints everywhere.
Yep.
But for some reason, if it said Michael B. Jordan went to McDonald's, you'd go, what in the hell?
Why would he do that? There's an In-N-Out right near there.
But In-N-Out seems like, oh, that's kind of cute, right? Yeah. But I actually don't like Burger King. I don't eat Burger King. I don't eat Carl's Jr. I don't really eat McDonald's either. Those are absolute last resort sort of.
Yeah, road food.
I'm on a vacation and this is what I can grab.
I've got to eat something.
But you actually said when I was talking to you about this yesterday, I love a Whopper.
I like Burger King. Huh. I'll go to McDonald's too. I like their spicy chicken salad. Spicy chicken sandwich. It's like a fried chicken piece, all spicy. But it's road food. Like, I would never just stop there for lunch. Like, I can't reconcile that in my own head. Like, you could go home and have a hard-boiled egg and some pineapple. Like, it, you know, that's...
I asked her yesterday, how many burgers in a month would you say you eat? Can you answer that, Maddie? How many burgers in a month do you eat?
Maybe one. Maybe two.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, I would say less than one, like probably. But I will, if I'm at a restaurant, I love burgers.
I love burgers too.
I'll get a burger.
I'm more likely to make a burger for dinner than I am to go out for a burger. Like, I'll just smash a burger onto and throw cheese on it, and there's your.
Yum.
I'm done.
Once in a while, though, John will be out, and I'll be like, stop at In-N-Out on the way home. Grab us some In-N-Out. I love it.
Well, good for the celebrities. They got out and had their French fries and double doubles.
And just quickly, I'm going to tell you this because it was all over the place. Tiana Taylor, who did not win Best Supporting Actress, had some words with a member of the Oscar security team. Apparently, she says he shoved her, and she went kind of ballistic on him in a crowd as they were all exiting. The Academy's apologized. But as I was looking at some of this, people are saying her overreaction to, and maybe she was, I think she might have actually been nominated as Best Actress. I think it was when Jessie Buckley won Best Actress and she got up and people are going overcompensating much. Like, because she stood up and clapped. I'm like, or she was just trying to be a good sport.
Who's the lady that won for Weapons?
That's Amy Madigan.
And what was that award for?
That was Best Supporting.
Okay, so that's what it was.
Oh, was it? Was she nominated in that round?
I thought she was nominated in the same round as Amy Madigan.
Okay, then that makes sense. So when, Amy Madigan gets up there and wins.
And
Tiana Taylor.
Cheered her hard.
Cheered her hard. I don't understand why that would be. Okay, people are saying she's overdoing it. she's got, and then they're saying that she was now in a bad mood. And so when she was escorted out, as everyone was being escorted out, she got into it with a security guard.
You know, I've had...
You do not put your hands on a woman.
I've had a lot of conversations with you over the years, and there are things that I don't really... I wouldn't know about as a man. Women can, in any kind of a party or group, stadium kind of situation, have stuff done to them that is there's no consent, and they often can't even find who just did that to them.
Everyone's looking up and around.
So that is like something that I can't, I don't know what her experiences are and what she's dealt with. And if someone touched her and it set her off,
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not good, and she's now facing the public backlash, but
well, the Academy has apologized and made a big statement about this was, you know, this we're going to be dealing with this and that shouldn't have happened. So that's one side of the story. Okay, Vinny, I'm out of time. What's coming up? I'm way out of time. Yikes.
Charizard makes our news after these.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing.
Every morning on Alice.
97.3. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show powered by San Francisco Bay Coffee. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Start your weight loss journey with Jumpstart MD. Mention radio to get started for only $20.26. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. All right, we're in a heat wave. It's not the heatiest heat wave. What? I don't know.
It's not like 110 degrees.
No, it's not the worst it's ever been. They're saying for March, yes. It's
unexpected.
For pre-spring dates, this is pretty surprising. And we're locked in for a week, so.
Are we breaking any records?
Yes.
Oh.
Today's weather, hot. Have a good one.
Thank you.
And it's nice to feel. I do like it. Like I went for a surf yesterday on the way home.
Yeah.
And I put my wetsuit out as I always do after rinsing it to hang it up. It was dry in a minute.
Oh boy.
Which usually in the winter, midwinter clouds, that'll be wet the next day.
Oh geez. You know, just dried it right out. Heated it up. It all evaporated.
Out. Same with my boots. Dried them right out. I was like, oh, this is great.
I can just get this off my list.
Throw it right back in the car for another day. Yes, it's warm, everyone. Okay. I have always hoped. How do I do this? Starting doing radio here in the Bay Area was like a dream come true. Like when we landed here, we were in heaven. It was 1997.
Mm-hmm.
We were in heaven. We were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
We had no idea we'd do 30 years.
Right. And we talked to our boss at that time about many different things. And one of them was, he's like, at some point he goes, you're going to have to start earlier and earlier and earlier as the commute will continue to get earlier. And I always thought, okay, well, at some point, maybe mass transit, Caltrain, BART will
also start earlier.
Also be, you know, and now we're seeing Bay Area's beloved BART system on the brink of collapse.
That is so frightening to me.
As riders vanish and deficits soar. So I don't know if this dropped off during the pandemic and then
I'm sure
never
that's a big
came
part of
back.
It. Yeah.
You know, is it people just change their habits? They're saying this system known to millions simply as BART is staring down a massive financial crisis as ridership remains far below pre-pandemic levels. And officials are scrambling for new tax dollars to keep trains running. Here's the issue.
Please find them.
I'm not a politician. I'm not going to run. You already know that. I didn't need to say that, but I felt I did.
All right.
One of the things that happens anywhere is you have to look at the needs of the people.
Yes.
So I own a little apartment and there's an HOA.
Yep.
And forever included in the money you're spending on the HOA is cable. We got cable Everyone was getting cable, and it was part of that fee, which is nice. Okay, great.
That's covered in my HOA.
15 years ago when I bought the place, it seemed like a neat thing.
Right.
As time has gone along, the HOA, myself included, were like, we don't need to give people cable anymore. Mm-mm. They need to get their own internet, and that's what people use now. The end.
Right.
Let's not charge the group for this thing because...
Did you get a deal because it was so many units?
Years ago, probably. But the point is the needs of the people change.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if BART is worth saving. Is it? You tell me.
They're
scrambling for new tax dollars to keep the trains running. But if people aren't using it, why are we all going to pay extra tax on it?
I don't like to see things get taken. First of all, there's a ton of infrastructure there and the tunnels and all the things.
Agreed. Absolutely.
To just let it go away would be horrible because while the ridership isn't what it used to be, there are still people who depend on mm-hmm, that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. East Bay, you're taking BART into work. I mean, that's just how it is.
Or apparently you're not even going into work. And so, and I would also say, while I don't believe that the traffic's even gotten completely back to where it used to be, it's pretty near that. And throw in everyone who used to ride BART, I would hate to see this go away.
You know what? I would hate to see
more
it go
mass
away
transit
as
not
well.
Less.
But what I'm saying is, this is one of those things where they're looking to tax people to keep this thing running, and at some point, there's probably going to have to be some hard decisions made.
Yeah, you could raise the fares, which I don't love because there are people who do it because they can't afford to have a car, say. This is how they get to work. I worry that that would be terrible for some. The consequences would be very bad for some people.
I have and I will say this because I'm not saying we should close BART. I'm saying as they're proposing possible new tax dollars, mm-hmm. what is a solution here? Is it going to be, shuttering that thing up and calling it? The once packed with commuters, I've never used it.
I've used it a couple times.
I've used it for nighttime stuff. I've never used it on a regular commuting basis. So I don't know. Are the trains empty every day?
No. No, in the morning. Like I used to take BART into work every day when I was just working at the university. And they're packed. Standing room only.
Once packed with commuters heading into San Francisco's tech-fueled downtown, BART trains now roll into stations with empty seats and quiet platforms.
Mm.
That's amazing.
So I don't know what will come of it, but I thought it was worth a mention and probably something that I'm glad to hear that you're sort of defending it.
Well, I feel like always more public transpo, not less.
Remote work has hollowed out the traditional rush hour, leaving the transit agency short on fare revenue it once depended on.
Mm.
And the numbers they say are grim. Mm.
Oh, that is terrible.
They're facing
news.
Annual deficits of $400 million.
Jesus.
Because ridership never recovered after COVID-19. So,
Well, if they're going to propose a tax, I'd like to make a proposal. How about everyone who lives within 10 miles of a BART station, who would be probably the most likely to use that, pays 10 extra dollars in property tax? There's got to be a million homes along that line. But that won't do it, will it? 400 million?
I'm only proposing this as I'm telling you, right. We just kind of went through this where we questioned why we're paying for cable when no one's using it.
Right.
And we went, that's $3,000 a year for this group leave. And whenever we come up short, we go, well, what should we cut? The cable, that's the thing.
If you want cable, you will pay for your own cable.
Get your own.
Right.
The
and
end.
If you don't
and
want
most
cable.
Most people, especially the young ones, are like, I need internet.
Right. Yeah. Actually, you should say, let's switch to paying for internet.
There you go. Next story. Street artist Banksy has finally been identified.
Oh, is that so?
I
this is bad news for people who own Banksys.
I agree. And although I saw the headline, street artist Banksy finally identified, report.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun. There's no picture there.
Oh, what?
There's no picture of him. They do say they know who it is. They think it's this English artist named Robin Gunningham.
Oh, Robin Gunningham.
I feel terrible that he's been identified. Like, sometimes something that's cool
gets ruined.
Gets ruined because people can't just enjoy that this guy turns up in the middle of the night, throws something on a wall, and runs for it.
He's cute.
That's not the guy.
Oh.
Oh.
Robin Gunningham.
That is a different picture than the one I've got. Let me show you what I found. And okay. I only looked it up because I wanted to be able to tell you that I did. They're saying this is the guy. Now, that guy right there on the ground on his knee. That guy.
Oh.
That's different than the other handsome boy.
He looks a lot better, more like I would have expected.
And yeah. And actually, that's an
kind
old picture.
Kind of curly-haired white guy.
He looks like this now. He's grayed out. He's in his 50s.
Mm. He's very talented.
Anyway, the interest has always been there to catch this guy in the act because we can't possibly let some guy walk around unidentified.
No, we don't do that. We seek it out and ruin it. That's what we do.
So this is the name that people are saying is the guy, but it's not confirmed and the picture is not in the story. But I'd suggest, if possible, it'd be neat to leave this dude alone and let him just do his thing. He's not.
I know. And it's so, and if I loved the whole mystery of Banksy.
Yeah, me too. I hope.
Remember
that
when
that
he
continues.
Did the paper shredder thing? As soon as somebody paid a gajillion dollars for one of his paintings, the built-in paper shredder shredded the thing.
It was so
great.
What a display.
It was incredible. They managed to get it stopped right before it shredded the whole thing.
The guy that they say is Banksy has not commented. No. So he's chosen to remain quiet. But it's out there. I would argue that the coolest thing about Banksy is we don't know who he is.
And I don't like to see this guy and think, oh, that guy.
While we're talking about art, because we were.
Yeah.
Banksy. Cheetozard.
Charizard.
No, Cheetozard.
Oh, Cheetozard.
Cheeto shaped like a Pokemon Charizard, sold for thousands at auction. Was
Why?
It you?
It was not me. So it's just a Cheeto. Cheetos are random shapes. Sometimes they look like a shillelagh.
A diehard Pokemon fan has claimed a curious Guinness World Record title for the highest price paid for a video game likeness corn snack after spending thousands of dollars on a single Cheeto.
Let me see a pic. It
does look like a Charizard.
Does it?
Yeah. It's yes, it does. Kind of. It's a dragon with wings.
Do you have some Charizards?
I do.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go.
And
let's see. Let me get the dollars for you. The bright red flaming hot Cheeto with a remarkable outline of the Pokemon Charizard was sold at auction last March to an anonymous buyer for how much?
$80,000.
It's $87,000.
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
For a Cheetozard. It's packaged like that, so it's been put.
Yeah, it's in under plastic, so it's preserved, I guess. It looks like it's even been glued down or something. It's not that great of a likeness, frankly. Do you have a picture of an actual Charizard there somewhere?
I don't think I do.
It's very, looks more like a Stegosaurus kind of.
Yeah, I don't have the original Charizard.
There you go.
But you're saying no, it's not.
Not that close. Charizard is a small head. a smaller head than that one.
Oh.
But it's sure. I certainly wouldn't pay $87,000 for it.
I mean, there are people who would say I have too many skateboards and too many surfboards, but for me, that's heaven.
Yeah.
So maybe for someone out there, they would say, I love Charizard and I love Pokemon and the joy it brings me. And the deeper into that universe I can immerse myself, the better.
Bob sent me something about Pokemon Go yesterday that I'm going to share with you coming up this hour because it's very, I don't know if disturbing is the word, but it's, I just found it really interesting, and I definitely made my fair share of contributions to it.
You did?
I did.
Oh. Well, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, it's coming up. So we are going to be, we're going to do some Pokemon stuff today.
The U.S. State Department has announced 80% clearance sale on your citizenship. If you would like to renounce your citizen, now that I've never thought once to ever renounce my citizenship.
You ever thought about moving to Canada or Mexico?
My aunt, Aunt Michelle, she went and got Italian citizenship.
So she has like a dual citizenship?
Yes, and a dual passport as well. And she said, we absolutely have rights to that as our family is like right there.
Yeah.
The first generation was not that long ago in America. So we could. So she went and did it. And I went, that seems like a lot of effort. So it's not really for me. But the idea that you'd renounce your citizenship, you hear people who are like, I got to get out of here.
You
see celebrities who've made enough money that they can say, I'm going to spend the next 4 years in another country. And they're actually doing it.
Yeah.
Often it's just some, you know, big mouth who never does it. But some have done it.
Yeah.
Most of them don't get rid of their American citizenship.
That's what I'm thinking.
Of our passport, because that's the deal. Every country has different, you know, things you can do and not do with your passport.
You actually have to pay to give up your U.S. citizenship. Beginning in 2010, the State Department started charging a $450 fee to cover the administrative costs of the officials overseeing the process. The fee jumped to $2,350 5 years later because there was a surge in Americans wanting to leave.
Well, that's weird. It wasn't that coincided with anything.
Well, they say it wasn't related to an election. It was due to changes in U.S. tax reporting requirements that infuriated many American expats. So the State Department has just announced a big clearance sale, slashing the cost back to the original fee of $450. If that's been on your mind. I do know that we just heard Zuck bought a new the most expensive house in the world in Florida, as billionaires are trying to hide from this proposed California billionaire tax. And I do know there are people who will say, like, I know a musician who went and they moved their main home, main reporting home to Nevada so that they would have a better tax situation.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's kind of scuzzy. But they still probably can stay here most of the year.
You have to, I think you have to live there 6 months and a day.
Yes, that is.
But who's, is someone following you? Like it
My point exactly. I'm sure there's a tax person saying, all you have to do is buy something there.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Just say it's your primary.
Anyway.
You got to get mail there.
If you're interested, you can now, you get a discounted rate.
Okay.
To get rid of your citizenship here in the United States. Any chance? No.
No.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. We'll do some St. Patrick's Day movies. And also, please don't assault your baby daddy and more after these.
Oh.
All right.
Wake up. Wake up. With Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome. Every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.